Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jim, you're complaining about the very poor conditions of the grass verges, the roundabouts and so on. Understandable complaint. It looks even worse today in the beautiful weather.
Frank, you're absolutely right. And recently we had a high-powered delegation meeting an all-party group of councillors in the City Hall from the Department of Infrastructure, used to be the Department of Regional Development, and they now are responsible through Transport Northern Ireland for maintaining the central reservations and the grass verges. Now, members of the public generally feel that councils have that responsibility, but we don't. And I was amazed to hear that afternoon, just a few weeks ago, that the grass cutting, which takes place between April and the end of September, has been reduced from 5 cuts to 1. Now, 5 years ago, we had 8 cuts. I realise money is tight, but this is a major health and safety issue. And people have complained to me about rats and mice in the long grass. Drivers, especially approaching roundabouts, that can't see the other side of the roundabout. And it's an accident waiting to happen. And last night in the annual meeting of the council, I proposed, it was seconded and passed unanimously, that we seek an urgent meeting with the minister responsible, Chris Hazard, to discuss this issue. Money has got to be found. People are saying, why don't the council do it? We simply couldn't afford it. It costs millions. But the other big issue is, at a time whenever Belfast is blossoming, we're attracting more and more visitors. If you look at the road from the George Best Belfast City Airport to Sydney Bypass into Belfast, or if you look from the International Airport at Aldergrove coming into Belfast, it's a real eyesore because of the overgrowing hedges and central reservations. It's not acceptable. And whenever I go across the water, I was in London last week, and you see the way the grass is being properly maintained. I've been in many parts of England, Scotland, Wales, and the Republic of Ireland, and mainland Europe. We're being put to shame. And whenever you have visitors who come to the City Hall and participate in the tour of that magnificent building, remarking on it, I think it's time for action. So I would hope that we could persuade the new minister to try and set aside some money to increase the cuts, even from 1 to 3. Some schools, and I'm on 3 schools, boards of governors, they have actually decided to pay a gardening company to cut the grass at the front of their main entrances because it's not making their school attractive. And I appreciate your programme for highlighting this today and also a few days ago. And I know there's other issues that concern people such as health and education, but we've got to get priorities right for Bay. Money needs to be found to look after our beautiful city and country.
I couldn't agree more with what you're saying, Jim. And, you know, the onus is on Chris Hazard, who is the current Minister of Infrastructure. But this problem didn't start with him. It actually started with a minister from your very own party, Danny Kennedy.
Yes, Danny Kennedy, and followed on from Michelle McAveen. I had spoken to Danny on numerous occasions. And what my worry is, and I said this last night in the City Hall at the council meeting, it's going to end up like the lights. The number of lights that are still out in Belfast and Northern Ireland is totally unacceptable, and the grass is going to become a similar issue. We just can't put up with this any longer. We need to get our budgets right. We also need to ensure that money is put in the right places, and that, to me, is a big issue, grass cutting.
Is there a possibility, Jim, that community could do more? Because I touched on this last year, that there is a community spirit and people actually begin to make an effort to cut grass in their area. Now, they may have to get permission to do it, or they may have to get some sort of cover from insurance to do it or whatever, but they actually get together as a community and say, yes, we are going to raise a team to cut the grass verges if the money isn't available from the public purse.
Well, I'm aware that some communities are undertaking some work, but if you look at the length of the grass, in some areas it would be 2 foot, 3 foot high. Now, you need the very best of equipment. You need strimmers for by lawnmowers to get that cut down. And lots of people are worried maybe of an accident happening, no insurance cover. So the people of Northern Ireland, like every other country, are paying their taxes, they pay their rates, they expect the service. And I would hope that the senior civil servants, because it's only a new minister in place a few weeks, and I don't want to put him behind the eight ball, but at the end of the day, he's answerable in the Northern Ireland Assembly, he's answerable to the wider public on what he's spending the money on. But senior civil servants need to prioritise better. And it came completely out of the blue in regards to the cuts being cut back from 5 to 1. I don't know whether it was the previous minister approved that or whether it's the new minister. But as far as I'm concerned, and other public representatives feels exactly the same, right across all the political parties in Belfast, it's not acceptable, and we need drastic action, yep, and certainly urgent action, Frank.
Well, there's no doubt about that. No one's going to disagree with you. Urgent action is needed for our highways and byways. They're a shambles, an absolute shambles. Carl has a point, I think he wants to, a question he wants to ask. Carl, good morning.
Hello, hi, good morning. I mean, I don't know why this fellow's getting hot under the collar. In Bangor, a number of years ago, there was a scheme where they planted the central reservation with meadow for wildlife. They go out with strimmers and they cut the grass. You know, and frankly, I think it looks unsightly when they cut it. Looks more better when they leave it. As far as rats and mice are concerned, that's ridiculous. If you mention rats, everybody gets excited. But how does long grass attract rats?
Well, I suppose, Carl, in fairness, there may be the occasional rat on the long grass. Jim Rogers did say that. However, it wouldn't be the central issue. The point that you're making seems to be very green lobby orientated, where you let the wild flowers, the wild grass, the hedges grow.
But never possible.
Yeah, but unfortunately, this is risking life and limb.
I doubt that. In some cases it may, but...
In most cases, along even the minor roads, never mind the major intersections and junctions, there's nobody loves a bit of wildlife more than me. I even got a part of my garden given over to attracting wildlife and frogs and, you know, field mice or whatever. But we have to put health and safety first.
In Germany, I think I believe they have a policy of leaving it in areas. They don't cut it. You know, they let it grow. I was in Bonn a number of years ago, and I could see evidence of that, and it did actually look quite nice.
Well, Carl, it's a I think a romantic description, but there'll be people who will be agreeing with you, no doubt. And if you agree with Carl, do let us know. But I have to say, Jim, I'm more on your boat with this one.
Well, Frank, can I say to Carl, the contract for grass cutting states that the grass is only to be cut, not lifted. Now, years ago, when I'm going back maybe 10, 15 years, the contract included lifting the grass. And have complaints about the grass lying here, there and everywhere. But the contractors are only fulfilling what they tendered for. And that's something else that's unfortunate. In regards to Germany, I've been in many parts of Germany, especially the capital in Berlin, and their grass verges and central reservations are prim and well cut and maintained. And that's important. And it's the health and safety issue. Many motorists who have contacted me and other public representatives have made this point that there's death traps looming unless we get immediate action. Now, in the past, Belfast City Council, like some of the other councils, had an arrangement with some private companies who actually sponsored the cutting of the roundabouts. That only lasted a short time in Belfast because many of the firms simply didn't have the money to do that type of thing.
Yeah, but yeah. Carl, just one question, Carl, if you're still there with us. Do you recognise how untidy the country is at the minute?
Untidiness, it's not unsightly. People go out, and they poison the verges. They use poison.
Weed killer.
Yes, weed killer.
Yeah. No, Carl, I'm listening because there will be people, and I know there's a significant lobby towards being absolutely environmentally friendly, and you have a strong point to make. But I do feel there's so many overgrown hedges, so many overgrown central reservations, so many weeds coming up that something has to be done about it. So even while I'm listening, I'm still with Jim Rogers on this one, because it's a bit of a drum that I've been beating myself over the last number of years, and I'm sure that when the money becomes available, the Department of Infrastructure is bound to do something about it, Jim.
Well, I would sincerely hope for that, but I think further cuts are on the horizon. Some ministers have already made that clear, so it's going to be exceptionally difficult. But I don't want to hear of a fatality on our roads caused by grass not being cut and sight lines being obscured. So let's all rally round to try and get something done. And Frank, I want to thank you personally and all involved in U105 for continuing to raise this year after year. But it's no longer a joke. It's a serious issue. And remember, it drives visitors away. They want to see a beautiful place. And Belfast is a fabulous city, but whenever you see this unsightly mess, and that's the best way, in my opinion, to describe it, it sends out the wrong message. And with over 80 cruise ships coming into Northern Ireland and Belfast this year, it's important that we see Belfast looking its best. On a day like today and what we've had over the last few days, Belfast looks good until you go down a dual carriageway or a main road to see the height of the grass and the way the weeds are growing like nobody's business.
Yeah, yeah.
So keep highlighting it, Frank. I'm not trying to cause any embarrassment to the new minister or senior officials in the Department of Infrastructure, but this is now a major issue and needs to be responded to in a positive fashion.
Okay, okay, but Jim,
five, now down to one.
Yeah.
It's not acceptable. Yeah. It's not acceptable.
I don't think anyone's going to argue with you on that one. And you did touch on some schools are employing people to cut the grass outside the schools. Are they spending an education budget that could be spent on books and resources on the grass?
Most of them, certainly the ones that I know, are not. They have got a separate budget which has nothing to do with the Department of Education. In fact, parents and teacher associations and governors are putting money into their own pocket so that the kids can have other activities outside of the school curriculum, and that's now including grass cutting.
Okay. Jim Rogers, thank you. Thank you very much indeed. So Jim Rogers is the High Sheriff. I know the High Sheriff isn't supposed to be using his office, indeed, to get the grass cut, but my goodness, if the High Sheriff can't be listened to or won't be listened to, who will be listened to? That's one of the questions we'll be asking this morning. How do we get the message across to Stormont that the state of the roads, it's so bad at the moment that it does have to be improved, and it has to be improved as soon as is humanly possible? Are they listening or not? They haven't been listening for years, and I've got a feeling that they're probably still not listening. So let's get a campaign going to get the grass cut. Is the High Sheriff riding off into the sunset there?